We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday night baseball, Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the newest guy to the Biloxi Shuckers. It is Chase Costello. Chase, appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Congratulations, first off, on making it to the Double-A level. How about that debut, too? Two shutout innings. You get yourself the win.
Hey, man, zero's the name of the game. I'm not going to complain about it, you know. Maybe it took an extra couple more pitches, but zero's a zero, you know.
How much confidence did that give you making your Double-A debut, striking out three and not allowing a run? Like you said, putting up a zero.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I told you I was not a little nervous, but I definitely couldn't feel a little bit of the legs. They felt a little heavy in that first inning, but after that first inning rolled over, it was fun.
What was it that calmed you down out there?
Just going back to the roots, you know, it's the same game I've played since I was a little kid, you know, still got to hit the ball with the round ball, the round bat. So, I mean, I trust my pitches, you know, pitching my strengths, and obviously it still works.
How special was it to reach the Double-A level? Because a couple of years ago, you were finishing up school at NAIA, you went and played indie ball, and now you're sitting here two steps away from the big leagues.
Yeah, man, I didn't think, I want to say 2 years ago, if you would have told me I'd make it to Double-A in my second year pro ball, I'd tell you that you're lying to me. But I mean, I've been working hard and keeping the nose down, you know. It's a really tough sport as it is, but you know, it's not always the smoothest ride, which, you know, makes it kind of hard, but also helps fight through adversity when you're not throwing the ball well and not playing the game well. But overall, I mean, I've been having a lot of fun, you know, just going out there trying to stay healthy and trying to throw up as many zeros as I can.
You talk about facing adversity. The team you came up from, the Wisconsin Timberrattlers, has not faced any at all this year. It seems like every time you turn around, the T-Rats are winning another game. What's it like coming up to the Double-A level, and not only coming up to Double-A, but you're surrounded by a ton of guys you started out this season with in Appleton?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Having those guys in Appleton was real fun, and then seeing them move up is great because, I mean, they pitched their heart out all year, but seeing them back at the end of the year is always great.
How exciting was it first half in Appleton and winning that first half title?
Oh, dude, that was a special team up there. I mean, it seemed like everything was going our way no matter how the game was rolling. I mean, it's like we could not lose up there. It was something in the air, but really wishing those guys good luck. They got their last week of the regular season. They start playoffs next week, so hopefully they can bring a ring back to Appleton.
Now you join a team in a playoff run here in Biloxi. How exciting is it to get two different playoff runs in 1 year?
Oh, it's something special. I feel like not a lot of people can do that, you know? But, I mean, we still got to play well, still got to throw strikes, still got to hit the ball, but I'm real excited to see what this team's got.
What's it like being in those pressure-packed situations? Obviously, end of the first half in Appleton, things seemed like things were coming down to the wire. A lot of high-pressure situations now here in Biloxi. The same sort of thing as you guys end out the year.
To be honest with you, I love pitching in pressure. I feel like it helps me focus a lot more. So I love going in tight situations and stuff like that. So hopefully they keep throwing me into the fire, and hopefully I come out with more zeros.
Your stuff has a lot of movement on it out there on the hill. What's the pitch mix for you?
So we got a four seam, we got a sinker, changeup, slider, and I mix in a curveball every now and then. I think I've thrown maybe seven this year, so don't really see a lot of those, but mostly changeup, four seam, sinker, and slider.
How much is it an advantage to you having five different pitches as a reliever? That's an insane number.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, these guys hitting is already hard enough as it is, but I mean, they got a lot of technology, a lot of good guys that, you know the game real well, so I feel like the more the ball moves, the more I can throw strikes, you know, the harder it is going to be for them to hit the ball hard.
How has that stuff improved throughout the year?
I'd say just a lot of, like, during catch play, you know, working on different things like targets and sights like that has really helped a lot. I'm going to give a huge shout-out to Josh Spence. He really helped me out, like, learning how to change eye level and stuff like that I had a real tough time at the beginning of the season, but he really helped me out big time this year.
You're also back down south. Grew up in Florida, started out your college career at LSU, went to Stetson, went to St. Thomas and NAIA. Now down here in Biloxi, how fun is it to be back down south?
I feel like I'm back home in this heat, I'll tell you that. I was getting a little spoiled up in Appleton with the weather, but I mean, rather pitch in the hot than the cold. But I mean, it's nice to be easier for the parents to travel up. You know, still got a couple good friends and buddies down south in Louisiana and Mississippi, so hopefully they come to show out and support for the Shuckers.
You're also one of two NAIA guys on this team alongside Nick Merkel, who went to Central Methodist. You went to St. Thomas in Florida. Have you two gotten a chance to connect about all the wild and fun stories that go on in NAIA ball?
Oh, yeah. Ever since the jump last year in low A, me and him always hit it off from different types of stories in NAIA, even in new ball. I mean, it was nothing like this, but man, was it fun.
What's your favorite story to tell? Because you've had a wild journey, whether it's playing in the Pioneer League, playing NAIA ball. You kind of played everywhere and then some.
Yeah, favorite story. I would say, starting off my career at LSU, one of the best conferences in the country, and then ending my career in NAIA was a little bit of a jump, but I mean, it was definitely a little different, but I think playing NAIA made baseball fun again for me, to be honest with you.
How did it make it fun for you?
I feel like in NAIA, like, you know, it was more like, all right, learning how to pitch, learning the game more, and then in those big SEC teams and stuff like that in that conference, like, it's a business where you got to win, and, like, that's the only thing they care about. NAIA, you know, obviously winning is fun, but learning how to pitch and learning the game while you do it with a more relaxed coaching staff, I felt like for me it was a little bit more fun.
How did St. Thomas and what you said, that more relaxed atmosphere, help make you a better pitcher?
Honestly, I think it's taken a lot of stress off of the game itself, because the game's really hard, like I said before, and just making it a little bit easier by taking the stress off, you know, in between innings and after pitching like that, just feel like it's a lot easier on the mental side of the game.
Chase, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas coming up next.